South African authorities have confirmed that two Mozambican men were killed in the coastal town of Mossel Bay, as tensions over immigration continue to fuel unrest in parts of the country. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The victims, aged 27 and 43, were found dead on Saturday. Police said investigations are ongoing and have not yet established a motive for the killings. The deaths come amid growing concern over violence targeting foreign nationals following recent protests demanding tougher action against undocumented migrants. While the Mozambican government has described the incidents as xenophobic attacks, South African police have not confirmed that claim. In a separate incident, an 18-year-old South African man was fatally stabbed on Sunday in what police believe may have been a failed robbery attempt. The violence follows unrest in the KwaNongkabo area of the Western Cape, where more than 50 informal homes were set ablaze on Friday. Five suspects have since been arrested in connection with the arson attacks. Mozambique's government says hundreds of its citizens have been affected by the unrest and that many have begun returning home. Officials warned that the situation remains volatile and could deteriorate further. Recent demonstrations in South Africa have centered on demands for stricter immigration enforcement, with protesters accusing undocumented migrants of placing pressure on public services and contributing to crime. The protests have heightened fears of anti-foreigner violence, prompting several African countries to advise their citizens in South Africa to remain vigilant. South African authorities have condemned criminal acts against foreign nationals, but insist investigations are still underway to determine the circumstances surrounding the latest deaths. The unrest has revived concerns about xenophobia in South Africa, where periodic outbreaks of anti-immigrant violence have claimed lives and displaced thousands of people over the years. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.